This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And greetings. Thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. Got an interesting subject that I want to talk about today. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. 844-236-6010 is our number. We have lines open for you. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to Brightside Ben Pharmacist, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase our True Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. So, we've been talking about the bioelectrical nature of the body, as well as consciousness and awareness and some of the more, shall we say, abstract aspects of good health. They're just as important as anything else. Consciousness and understanding awareness and understanding what we pay attention to, the impact of what we pay attention to, the impact of our intentions, the impact of our thinking process plays a huge role in health. And even though I talk a lot about nutrition and the body is a biochemical and an electrical system as well as it is a more abstract system, you can't deny the fact that the thoughts we think play a huge role on our health. And by the way, I did my moment of truth today on thoughts. If you're interested in checking out our moments of truths, follow us on our Facebook page or just go to our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben, or criticalhealthnews.com. They get posted with a little delay at criticalhealthnews.com. In any case, I did my moment of truth today on how we need to get control of our thoughts. This is what I want to talk about today. I'm sure everybody out there knows or has heard all about the coronavirus. Everybody's talking about the coronavirus. Today's March 12, 2020, if you're listening in the future, and this is not the height of coronavirus mania, but it's the beginning. It's going to go on for a little bit. And by a little bit, I'm talking about months, not years, although the economic impact is going to affect us for years. The real problem, the issue is going to be 6 months, probably. The real problem with the coronavirus is not the coronavirus, but our collective ignorance about how the body works. I've had numerous trade shows canceled. The supermarket shelves are empty. I saw a guy in his car yesterday, with groceries stacked up to the top of the car. Stacked. There wasn't even room for him. And this is what people are doing. The stock market is plunging. Politics is being affected. It's all over the news. There's nothing but the coronavirus on the news. And this fear about the coronavirus. And by the way, I want to hear what you guys have to say. 844-236-6010. I know people are shy. I don't want to talk on the radio. But it's important that we all get our questions answered and get our thoughts out of our system. And I want this to be your opportunity to do that. So please, I want to know what you think about the coronavirus. I understand the fear that is out there. There is fear, but it's really bordering on hysteria. It is hysteria. And it's the result of our collective ignorance about how the body works, our collective ignorance about science, our collective ignorance about biology and chemistry and nutrition and statistics. We are ignorant about statistics. We don't understand biology. We don't understand chemistry. We don't understand nutrition. We don't understand health. So people freak out when someone sneezes. The coronavirus, reading from, this is from, I don't even know where I'm reading this from, but Yahoo News. Coronavirus. U.S. plane diverted after passengers upset by sneezing. Some guy sneezed on a plane and the passengers freaked out, so the plane had to be diverted. We don't understand biology, so we freak out when people sneeze. And because we don't understand statistics, we're predisposed to fear. We react when we smell the lion, not when we see him. We first react when we smell it, or we react when we imagine the lion, when we think about the lion. It is the hysteria and the mania is the result of two things. Number one, our bodies are predisposed, or I should say our brains are predisposed to fear, to reacting to fear. And if we don't understand statistics, we will mistake possibility with probability. The fact is, it's a very, so far, it's a very weak virus. Is coronavirus a thing? Yes, it's a thing. Is it something to freak out about? Negative. Are there measures we can take? Yes. Viruses are part of the world. They exist. HIV kills 16,000 people a year. In the last 10 years, 50 million people died of influenza. So far, as of today, March the 12th, 2020, there have been 128,000 cases of coronavirus in a world that of 7 billion people, 7 plus billion people. There have been 4,800 deaths from the coronavirus. Out of those 128,000 cases, there have been less than 5,000 deaths. That means 99% of the time, you're going to recover. It may, you know, at worst case scenario, you may end up in the hospital, but not if you're strong and healthy. Rarely. You know, kids don't get the coronavirus. Have you noticed that? Why don't kids get the coronavirus? It's only adults who are freaked out by life, suppressing their immune system, eating McDonald's every day and have eaten McDonald's every day for 40 or 50 or 60 years, drinking Diet Coke and smoking cigarettes and doing all that. And you know, of those 4,800 deaths, we don't even know who's dying of those 4,800 deaths. You know, 65% of the men in China smoke. 65%. How many of those 4,800 deaths, which are largely in China, how many of them are smokers? Smoking is one of the worst things you can do. If you want to pick almost a guarantee to be a victim of a viral infection of any kind, smoke. Shouldn't say of any kind. The most lethal viruses in the world are the influenza virus, the rabies virus, the smallpox virus, HIV virus, something called rotavirus, hantavirus. There are viruses in the world. We live with viruses. And I hate to break it to you guys. It's going to be worse. It's not going to get better. The coronavirus is like a match that's lighting the house, our health house, which instead of gasoline, our health house is not saturated with gasoline. It's saturated with obesity. It's saturated with drug addiction. It's saturated with smoking. It's saturated with depression. It's saturated with a whole bunch of health problems, autoimmunity. It's nutritional deficiencies. Sedentary lifestyle. We're sick. We're a sick, sick culture. Healthy. I'm not even talking about mentally. In case could be made, we're mentally sick too. We're physically not healthy. And so the coronavirus is a match. It's lighting the fire. So get healthy. Get strong. Do healthy people get the coronavirus? Yes, they will. The problem is with healthy people is they'll get it and their body will fight it and then they'll spread it to somebody who has an autoimmune disease or who's on six different drugs or taking prednisone or eating crappy and then that person is going to get sick. That's the problem. The body can handle the coronavirus. It handles it fine for most people. Please do not freak out. It's the freak out. And understand our brain is predisposed to freak out. So understand it's in our nature, it's in our biology to freak out. So override it with logic. All right, I got way more to say about this because this is really just makes me It makes me mad, actually. And I also want to talk about things you can do, nutritional supplements especially. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, 844-236-6010 is our number. I really want to hear what you guys have to say about the coronavirus. If you disagree with me, I don't know how, but I won't argue with you. But if you disagree with me, I'd like to hear that too.
if you're worried about the coronavirus, I'd like to answer some questions for you, because it's the fear that's really the problem. The only fear we have to fear is fear itself. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt so astutely said 70 or so years ago. James Franco, the actor and philosopher, I suppose, quote, coronavirus kills 3,000 people and we lose our minds. Obesity kills 300,000 people annually when we come out with a new flavor of Doritos. That's James Franco. I thought that was funny. I got a friend who's on Facebook, and I don't know, I usually don't reply to people, and I usually try not to be argumentative on Facebook, but I think it's important that when people are spreading hysteria through social media, and social media is largely how this hysteria is spread, that at least we attempt to counter it with some logic. Although I have to admit, after going back and forth with my friend Dan, if he's maybe listening, I just bailed on it because it wasn't worth it. But understand that if you're out there spreading, like, hysteria about statistics, Dan was talking about the baseball season being canceled. Now, all the statistical indicators of spread, how it's going to be much worse than everybody thinks, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's a gal here on Facebook here, reading Facebook a lot lately. She says, not all of us are obese from stuffing ourselves with junk. Somebody was commenting about obese people get coronavirus, which is true. Obesity is a major risk factor. So this gal says, not all of us are obese from stuffing ourselves with junk. I'm vegan. She thinks being a vegan is good for her. She thinks being a vegan will not make her obese. I have news for her. She doesn't know. I'm not being mean to her. Being a vegan is an easy way to become obese. Nonetheless, she says, I'm obese because I have fibromyalgia. Really? Which can leave me bedridden in agony some days. Now, fibromyalgia is nothing to sneeze about. That is nothing to laugh about. That is a serious problem. But fibromyalgia is about estrogen. This woman does not know fibromyalgia is about estrogen. This woman has no clue, even though 90% of fibromyalgia patients are women. Now, it's not her fault. Her doctor didn't tell us. But we have to bear some responsibility for our collective ignorance about how our bodies work. That's the real problem. We don't know that obesity and smoking and sedentary lifestyle and prednisone and other drugs will all make us more susceptible to these things, which are inevitable. It's part of life. And in a way, a sick way, do not beat me up for this. I'm just the messenger here. I'm just pointing something out. That's what a virus does, is it gets rid of sick people. That's just nature. I didn't make it up. That's nature. Most people are not going to have a problem. Viruses exist. They're part of the world. By the way, Tom Hanks says he has the coronavirus, so he's quarantining himself. That's what everyone does now, is quarantine. That's a real, to me, that's a much bigger problem, is this social distancing. As if we're not distant enough in our society already. Now we have social distancing. That's the cure, or that's the major treatment. Nobody is once saying vitamin C. Vitamin C is so cheap. Why isn't the government providing vitamin C to every American? Hello? Ask yourself that. Do they not believe in the power of vitamin C for the immune system? That's research. That's science. How about water? How about clean water? How about clean water anyway? Hydrating is so darn important. How many of us are underhydrated? And it's like dehydrated. Underhydrated. Underhydrated means you're not like super, super thirsty. You're just not getting as much as you need. So the good news is there's lots we can do. The bad news is there's probably going to be more of these things until we get our health, our absolutely disastrous, epic, biblical health, collective health issue problem, collective health problem as a culture, as a society under control. The coronavirus is the match that is lighting our sick society on fire. That's what the coronavirus is. And as long as we're sick, as long as we have a house that's ready to burn, as soon as a match comes along, it's going to catch fire. That's just how it is. Obesity is the real problem. Stress is the real problem. I didn't even say mental stress. You don't think that plays a role? And then you get this positive feedback loop, which my friend Dan doesn't catch on, and other people don't catch on when you spread this hysteria. You make it worse. Job says in the Bible, behold, the thing I fear the most has come upon me. That's what happens. We fear, and our immune system gets lowered, and we get the coronavirus. And you don't have to even know your fear, but in fear, by the way. And just because you get the coronavirus doesn't mean that you're necessarily, you know, doing something wrong. The virus exists. If it doesn't go away, if your body doesn't fight it, that's when you're doing something wrong. If your body doesn't fight the coronavirus to the point where all you have is a cold, or maybe a bad cold at worst, There's something wrong with the body. That's as clear as I can say it. Now, I don't want anybody to make it like, oh, you know, I'm not passing judgment here. I'm just saying we have power. We have control. The idea that you have to go to the supermarket and buy all the water and the toilet paper is crazy. You know how much alcohol is going for now on Amazon? If you can get alcohol. Alcohol, by the way, kills the virus. Viruses are so freaking cool. They are unbelievably fascinating. A virus is not a conscious thing. Does anybody out there know what a virus is? It is the coolest thing. A virus is a little piece of DNA. That's all. It's not. A virus is not an entity, I don't think. Seems like it is. I mean, a virus is at the very tip of the spear between invisible and visible, between non-life and life, I should say. A virus is it's a piece of DNA that's wrapped in protein. That's it. A piece of DNA wrapped in protein. It can't do anything unless it's in your gene or your genome. It can't do anything unless it inserts itself in your DNA. And then once it inserts itself in your DNA, your cells make it. It hijacks your DNA and causes your cells to replicate it. That's unbelievable. And then when your cell is filled up with it, because now it's been replicating it, because it was told to by the virus, by the command. A virus is a command. A little piece of DNA. It's a command. It tells your cell to make it. Your cell then becomes filled with it. And then your cell explodes, and it explodes with it all over your body and does the same thing again to other cells. That's pretty darn amazing. And they're all over the place. We live on a planet of viruses. And for the most part, we're not dropping dead. For the most part, we're not dropping dead of viruses. It doesn't happen. We live on a planet of viruses, but for the most part, the problem with the influenza and COVID is that they're spread through the air. That's the real problem, through the respiratory system. Influenza and COVID are spread through the respiratory system. That's why you hear so much about them. But they're just viruses, and viruses are part of the planet. So, what can you do if you have the coronavirus? First of all, don't freak out. Second of all, make sure you're on a good nutritional supplement program that features vitamin C. We're going to talk about all these too. Zinc, selenium. Wouldn't hurt to take some alpha lipoic acid. Essential fatty acids. You know, I don't want to emphasize just a few because a good nutritional supplement program is really important. System program. But vitamin C is ridiculously important. Over the top. It's almost not even like a vitamin. Zinc is so cheap. I don't even know. You probably won't even. You might not even be able to get zinc anymore. It's so unbelievably important for the immune system. Zinc picolinate, 50 milligrams a day. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of a very serious consequence.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we got lines open, 844-236-6010. I really want to hear what you have to say about the coronavirus. Are you canceling plans because of the coronavirus? I know I was in New York, on my way to New York, literally on my way to New York to attend, to be one of a speaker at the IECSC show, the International Aesthetics Show, and it was canceled. I have 20,000 people flew in. Not everybody flew in, but it was canceled at the last minute. I've had other trade shows canceled. The American Academy of Dermatology show was canceled. When these things get canceled, this has an impact on business. People expect to do business at these trade shows. That affects the whole economy. Is that what we really want? Do we really want that? Do we really want to tip this the whole thing? We're not fragile enough. We got to really push it over the edge. I mean, it's too late probably already with this, what's happening with the stock market. Do we really want this? Folks, please, be intelligent about it. My good friend Dan thinks he's helping people by telling us the baseball season is going to be canceled, and they're now expecting hundreds of thousands of people to be affected. This is what he writes on Facebook. Dan. China. What are you doing? Why is anybody spreading this nonsense? This hysteria. From the the website, Medscape. Scientists seek answers to the hypertension COVID-19 link. Really? There's a link between hypertension, high blood pressure, and COVID-19. Oh, surprise, surprise. People, use common sense here. Of course there's a risk between hypertension and COVID. There's a risk between diabetes and COVID. There's a risk between obesity and COVID. Infection, that is. It's craziness. Absolute craziness. All right. Get on zinc picolinate, 50 milligrams a day. You should be doing it anyway. But now, and always balance your zinc out with copper, 2 to 4 milligrams. There probably is going to be a run on zinc because that's the way human beings are. I couldn't believe that guy yesterday in the supermarket. Oh, my God. It's funny, but it's not funny. Use vitamin C. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Lots of it. Double your Beyond Tangy Tangerine dose. Drink water. But don't just drink water because you'll pee out your vitamin C and your electrolytes. So, and your B vitamins for that matter. So replace it with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine periodically. Water and Beyond Tangy Tangerine, vitamin C and zinc, and don't forget selenium. That's also important. And sulfur for glutathione. Sulfur is so ridiculously important and valuable and underappreciated because sulfur deficiency is real in the soil, which means it's going to be real in human beings. MSM sulfur, colloidal sulfur. Sulfur is unbelievable. And that's bioelectrical too. Sulfur is one of the ways bioelectricity is carried in the body. Biochemoelectricity, we'll say. Chemoelectricity is carried on sulfur. Sulfur is ridiculously electrical. And, of course, immune cells depend on electricity as much as anything, as much as any other cells, all cells, not nerve cells. When we think about bioelectricity, we think of nerve cells, but all cells are going to generate and transduce and store and receive electrical signals. All cells, including immune cells. So if you can regulate these cells, or at least if you can improve the way they function from a bioelectrical standpoint, you're going to have better immune cells. So that means essential fatty acids, EFAs. That means bile. That means gallbladder. That means moving your body and exercising. That means slow, deep breathing. Every single thing we've talked about on the Bright Side that we talk about every day on the Bright Side is your remedy for coronavirus. You don't have to worry about every virus that comes along. You got to worry about your body. That's the message, and there's lots you can do. All right, 844-236-6010. And I think we're going to hit the phones early. Got some people to talk to. Let's go to Bob in Minnesota. What say you, Bob? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Ben. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to make sure the connection was good. Hey, I want to know how many people are going to die just due to the economy crashing, let alone lose their houses.
Exactly. To me, that's the craziest thing, that we're actually going to create this situation because of our lack of understanding or lack of willingness to understand. That's the real problem.
Make the problem worse.
Make the problem worse, exactly. Instead of, like, calm heads, cool heads. And again, I said this at the beginning, a lot of it is we're predisposed to react this way. Because our ancestors, we're the descendants of ancestors who survived by reacting like this. So we're going to be predisposed to this kind of behavior. It's going to be a knee-jerk reaction. But the skill of being a human being is to be able to override knee-jerk reactions. So yeah, you may have a knee-jerk reaction when you read something or watch the people freaking out on the news about it. But then your prefrontal cortex should be able to kick in. And that's what I'm trying to do on this program is activate the prefrontal cortex. The part of your brain that does the real thinking.
You know, Ben, the argument could be made that by the people turning to a centralized government to provide all their needs and safety.
Correct.
Whether it's financial or medical.
100%.
At the end of the day, we've created this huge bureaucratic branch.
Correct.
That's unelected, unresponsive to the people.
Correct.
And that has allowed then large corporations to work the back door and raise the bar for their competition through regulation changes. So that
you hit the nail on the head.
Like our food industry has been corporatized.
Absolutely.
They're producing, dead food.
That's what this is. Yeah, exactly. That's why you see the news. That's why on the news. Go ahead.
I just want to say, and it's not the all for profit, but it's not the profit that's the issue. It's that they're targeting profit while having their thumb on the scale of regulations. controlling the tables. So if we had true free market, true competition, they wouldn't not be allowed to run away with the economic system.
100%. Everything you said is absolutely correct. And that's really, that's what you see on the news. Every single channel is coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. They're totally unified. All the guests that come on the different stations are talking about how you got to prevent it. You got, it's going to get worse before it's going to get better. They play into the fear, which just empowers centralization. That's exactly what it does. And we encourage it. We're doing it to ourselves.
The more scared we get, the more we turn to the centralized government. And do we feel any safer? We never feel safer, but we keep going back to the same point.
Yes.
It's like you're saying, take care of your own diet.
Yes.
Cut the government out of our lives. And the same idea is taking care of your own diet.
Taking care of your own health. That's absolutely the case. And here's the thing, Bob. The people who are benefit from government intervention and Medicare for All and such are people who are sick. And I'm not saying we should ignore those people, but I'm saying the vast majority of people who aren't sick, or not even the vast majority, the majority of people who aren't sick have to somehow take care of sick people without running the economy into the ground and creating this totalitarian centralized system where everything is monitored. By the way, do you know when there's a government emergency? They want to have a New York State had a state of emergency. Colorado has a state of emergency. When you have a state of emergency, what does that allow the government to do? Do you know, Bob?
Exactly.
Well, under state of emergency, now you've given the government all this power.
Make all your decisions for you.
They make every decision. If you need to be quarantined, they will take you away from your children. Now, I'm not going to freak out about that either. You don't want to freak out about that, okay? That's just another freak out. But you just want to recognize what's happening here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and again, by centralized government getting involved in every aspect and managing our economy and every aspect of our lives, now we have this junk food being produced. And you mentioned, well, you can't turn away from these sick people, but they're sick maybe because we have a lot more sick people because we've allowed this food to be produced as junky.
And we've given in to our predisposition towards working from a survival mode. Bob, I got to go. I got more calls to get. Thank you so much.
I got a question for you.
I'll leave you on hold. I'll leave you on hold. We'll come back after this. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'd love to hear what you have to say about the coronavirus, if you are taking precautions. Has it affected your business? It's definitely affected my business. And, you know, that's just the nature of things. If you have a business that's being affected, and, you know, that's one of the things that's going to happen, you just got to evolve because viruses are with us, and viral infections are not going, we're probably going to have more and more viral infections because we are sicker and sicker and sicker, and that's just the end result. In fact, in medicine, we have there's a word called sequelae, like a sequel. Sequel to a movie is a movie that follows the movie. A sequelae is something that follows an initial cause. The sequelae of our collective sickness are pandemic spreads of things like the coronavirus, and those are just the facts. All right, Bob, what's up?
Okay, the question is,
yes, sir.
Under the premise that the common influenza has never overwhelmed our hospital systems,
yes,
can a virus be stronger than another virus, such that now that if you overwhelm the hospital systems because of greater complications, health complications of sick people per se, because there's more sick people, whatever, but you overwhelm the hospital systems, therefore you are going to increase the amount of deaths over and above what common influenza kills every year.
Yeah, you gotta tighten that up a little bit, but I see your point, definitely. You're going to increase the deaths because you're overwhelming the hospital system because people are freaked out, people are sick, and it ends up being a downward spiral.
Some viruses are more strong than others, that's a potential?
Yeah, some viruses.
Okay, so you can understand where people are a little bit apprehensive because if you're sick and everything, now you have a greater chance of dying compared to the influenza because you're not going to get the hospital care.
Yes, and even worse because most people will fight it off. There's a lot of people who can spread it.
Yeah,
that's the real problem. Is because most people will fight it off and will be infected and transmit it, and then more sick people get sick. Absolutely, that's going to happen. But what do you do? Is the question. The question is, what you take care of your health issues. That's the key. We're going to deal with this because we're sick, not because of the virus. The virus is the match. The problem is the house that's saturated with gasoline. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But you can see where the sick people of our society are.
I can see. If I
more
had an autoimmune disease.
More so than in the past because maybe there weren't
yes,
so many sick people.
Yes. Yes. But it's the price we pay for being sick. So, and that's, you know, that sounds harsh in a way, but I don't mean to be harsh. I'm just saying that's a fact. We pay a price when we're sick. We're more susceptible. You can't have two autoimmune diseases and be on drugs and not think you're going to pay a price with your immune system. The coronavirus is just putting it under a spotlight. You follow me? You're going to be more prone to other things, but this is going to make it, puts it under a spotlight, and you're going to blame the spotlight because it's helping making you see these things.
But it is the combination of more sick people plus a stronger virus.
It is definitely stronger than an influenza, than a regular influenza. In the sense, that it's more virulent, in that sense, it's not as strong. I don't know if it's. I don't know how you define. How you define strength? What are you defining it as?
Greater health complications.
No, I don't know if it has greater health complications, but it has a greater likelihood to cause health complications.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I don't know if the health complications. Yeah, I don't think, what happens with the, hang on one second, what happens with the coronavirus is it gets into the lungs. That's where people have problems. It gets into the lungs.
That's influenza, too.
It's a standard viral mechanism, yes. All right, I got to go. I want to get a couple more calls. And thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate your input. All right, let's go to Don in Georgia. Good morning, Don. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
I'm doing.
Two comments and a question.
Yeah.
First comment is I wanted to let you know, I'm telling all my friends, and I kind of feel like your friend. So I have a docu-series on Netflix called Who Killed Malcolm X that I scored. So I wanted to let you know about that.
But you scored? Hang on, Don. You scored, like, the music?
Yes. A friend
That's
of mine
awesome.
And myself. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. Are you a musician? That is so cool. That's really cool. Now, so tell me, say it again. It's on YouTube, right?
Who Killed Malcolm X on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix. That is so cool. Okay, good. I'm going to definitely look into that.
Secondly, I fear not the coronavirus because I listen to the Bright Side every day.
All right.
So while everybody's running around, everybody's freaking out, and my friends are freaking out, I'm like, just need to tune into the Bright Side.
I'm glad. Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to be a voice of reason in this. We don't have any reason going on. Yes.
And then the question is, what do you think about elderberry syrup, and what is liposomal vitamin C?
Okay, those are two good questions. First of all, elderberry extract is a great immune booster, so it's nice to take. I don't know necessarily when you buy a pre-made extract, if it has sugar in it, how it's made, how much elderberry is really in it. So make your own if you can find elderberry. I'm always suspicious about herbal products if I don't know the company. You know, we have Kaz Ingram on periodically in the program. He has a company I trust. He talks a lot about oregano, well, you probably heard.
Yeah.
He's really big on a wild oregano. In fact, I might have him on again talking about the coronavirus. But there's lots you could do herbally. I'm always suspicious about the products unless I know the company. Then the second question, liposomal vitamin C is a way protecting vitamin C. A liposome is a fat bubble, and it carries water-soluble material. Usually water-soluble material don't get through fatty membranes. This idea of water-soluble and fat-soluble is something we talk about a lot on this program, but you don't hear it talked about on very much anywhere else. It's a very important distinction in all of chemistry. In pharmacy school, we're just saturated with this kind of chemical understanding because drugs depend on fat solubility. Liposome is a way of making water-soluble ingredients more fat-soluble. It's a fat bubble. Do you remember in The Wizard of Oz when Glenda the Good Witch came along in a bubble? Remember how she traveled in a bubble? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. That's what a liposome is. Think of Glenda the Good Witch as vitamin C. Think of the bubble as the liposome. Does that make sense? Okay, good. And the liposomal vitamin C is this bubble that carries vitamin C. And because it's in a liposome, it crosses membranes more effectively. It's not, you don't really need it that much all things being equal, I would say go liposomal because it's, you know, you get that edge. But it's just so expensive. And you get such small doses. So it's really not, in my opinion, worth the money. But that's the logic. Does that make sense?
You could probably do just as well by
taking more ascorbic acid.
Take vitamin C.
Yeah, take more ascorbic acid, exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
man.
All
right, take care. All right, let's go to Carl the Truth Raider. You're going to get the last word, Carl. What do you got to say?
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Just a comment really quick and then a question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah, we had the tennis team that was going to come up here because I'm working as an official for a college match, so the team decided to cancel out early this week in fear of this coronavirus.
Right.
So it's a Rockefeller-Rothschild scheme to make money because more and more people are turning away from the medical model.
I hear your point. I mean, I've heard that before.
Right.
I don't know that I'm not really in on that, but I definitely hear your point.
Okay,
I don't know who's behind it exactly. I can't name names, but there definitely seems to be a hidden hand. We'll call it the hidden hand. Have you heard the term the hidden hand? I like that term.
Yeah.
The hidden hand.
Exactly. Those fancies in the suits, you know.
I don't know. I can't name any particular names, but I like the concept of a hidden hand.
And that's the way they like it. They don't want to be named.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, right. So my question is, let's change gears, switch gears a little bit with this. What is going on in our food and that has created this phenomenon? When we were kids, we grew up and we were adolescents and we were young adults, we never saw this phenomenon known as the transgender dysphoria disorder among children growing in mass and growing
I don't understand it either. I think you're talking about why are there all these transgenders. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Is it something in the food and the medical?
It could be. You know about feminization and xenoestrogens and gender bending and xenoestrogens in general? I don't know. It seems I don't have anything against transgender. You can do whatever you want. I'm not passing judgment on anybody. I think people should do whatever they want. They're all human beings and they deserve love. I'm not judging anybody. But yes, your point is well taken. Why is it all of a sudden?
Yeah, what do you think scientifically and medically and nutritionally is causing this?
I can give you my hypothesis, and I'm sure it has something to do with, gender-bending drugs, xenoestrogens, which are everywhere. I'm sure it has something to do with that. They know, when frogs get xenoestrogens, they become hermaphroditic when they're immersed in xenoestrogens. Our sexual being is controlled by hormones. Our sexuality, whether it's libido or whether it's gender, it's all controlled by hormones, and those hormones are everywhere. They're in the water, they're in the air, they're in plastics, they're everywhere. So I can't imagine it doesn't have an impact. Carl, that's it. We're out of time, buddy. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. And thank you for listening to The Bright Side. Friends, please check out our website, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Take a look at our 5-star reviews. We've got over 140 5-star reviews on our Truth Treatments. Check them out at truthtreatments.com. That's it for now. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.